Lots of clouds out there on this Friday, but hey, it's Friday. That means the weekend is right around the corner. We've got very high pressure into the area, not near as cold this Friday morning as it has been lately. In fact, we're sitting right at 30 degrees, which is not a bad start to a Friday. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. We can you can let loose the grip on your wallet just a little bit. You can breathe a sigh of relief. The Washington State Legislature adjourned last night. Here's John Satgast.
The 60-day session ended with a pound of the gavel.
The legislature is adjourned.
House Republican leader Drew Stokesbury said Republicans stopped bills that would have increased property tax increases, imposed rent control, and put felons on juries. But he's frustrated majority Democrats ignored policy solutions on the state's drug crisis, housing, child care, education, public safety, and affordability.
I think we did a pretty good job this session stopping us from continuing to go in the wrong direction, but we've still done very little to actually fix Washington.
House Republican Deputy Leader Mike Steele says Washington citizens won passage of initiatives on police pursuit, income tax, and parents' rights. Three other initiatives on the carbon tax, long-term care, and capital gains tax will go to the November ballot.
The work's not done. One of the things that's super important is that we come back here in the next legislative session and we're prepared to stop these bad policies, and we need to continue to fight to ensure that those Washingtonians that I represent are not continually hurt over here in Olympia.
John Satgast, the state capitol.
It's the... Wait, hold on. Saunders Furniture and Design is planning something huge, but they're not quite ready to start. What you can start is planning to turn your house into your dream home with dream furniture for your living room, office, dining room, and bedroom. See, Saunders Furniture has something huge in mind, but you're going to have to wait. Mark your calendars, Tuesday, March 12th. Stay tuned for the... Oops, sorry. Saunders Furniture, Colville, Washington.
Traffic deaths in Washington State reaching their highest point in over 30 years. Well, a state senator is applauding the legislature's passage of at least one bill that combats impaired driving.
The measure includes a policy Senator Mike Patton has proposed for years that cracks down on repeat DUI offenders.
Those people that are most likely to commit vehicular homicide or vehicular assault are repeat offenders. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has indicated people drive impaired 80 times for every time they are stopped.
The Spokane Valley Republican says right now a fourth DUI conviction is a felony, but courts can only consider convictions within the previous 10 years. Patton's provision in legislation changes that.
Extend the time period from 10 years to 15 years for the look back.
That means courts can consider prior convictions over the previous 15 years.
This will help with some of the horrific crimes that we've had on our highways.
Patton says drunken and drug impaired driving, especially by repeat offenders, are two leading causes of deaths on Washington's roads. The bill now awaits Governor Inslee's signature. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.
What could be more fun than seeing some of your favorite Brothers Grimm fairy tales collide with the music of Stephen Sondheim? Seeing it all happen at the Woodland Theater stage in the fantastical musical, Into the Woods. Shows will be the first 3 weekends in March. Opening night is March 1st, and all seats are only $10. Then, tickets for adults, $15. Seniors and students, $12. Tickets are on sale now at TIX.com, or you can pick them up at the Colville Chamber of Commerce. And, if available, at the Woodland Theater before the showing of Into the Woods. See you at the theater.
Oh, man, all kinds of things bother me, but one of the big things is I sit down to work in the morning and there's not a pen in sight. How do we got 100 pens sitting around here, but they take them all out, so I don't have them to make notes during the news. I'll find a pen by next hour. Don't worry about that. God. No pens. Part of the $436 billion funding package agreed on this week nationally, it averted that partial government shutdown. There was one amendment aimed at preserving a veteran's right to own a firearm. The Gun Owners of America lobbied. There had been an attempt at limiting veterans with mental health conditions from owning a firearm. Well, that was shut down. Stephen Williford talked with us about that.
Through the efforts of GOA, we have got that taken out of that bill. It was an appropriations bill. And in the middle of it, it kind of had just stuck way into it that any veteran that might go seek out help or mental health or PTSD or whatever would be restricted from owning guns. And just because someone has PTSD doesn't mean they're a danger to anyone else, maybe other than themselves, and probably not even that. But what that does when you tell somebody, look, if you go down and you seek out mental health, then you'll be banned from owning firearms for life. Well, that makes it way less likely that they would seek out the help that they need. And why would you do that to our soldiers, our veterans that have risked their own life to fight for our freedom? And so we fought that, and we got that pulled from the bill.
Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. You know, some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental 380 South Main for fast, honest service. You can call them 509-684-1522 if you've got any questions. Recently, we talked about the upcoming year's gun show down at the fairgrounds. Fort Colville Gun Club does it, fundraiser. They were not going to allow guns at the gun show due to increased restrictions and policies passed by Washington State. Well, the gun club considered all their different options for allowing guns at the show, and they have come up with a solution. We talked with Jeff Hall with some of the details on how this year guns are going to fit in at the gun show.
Because of the new gun laws, it's very difficult to find someone that will take the weapons after a purchase and store them. It's about 15 days that they have to inventory them and keep track of them. But Clark's has been generous enough to say that they will do it. If someone finds a firearm that they want to have, they make a deal. One of the gun club members will take the firearm over to Clark's, and the purchaser will just follow them over, go in and give it to Clark's, and they'll go ahead and do all the paperwork. They'll have to store it, and I think it's 15 working days, so it takes a while before you can go pick it up. But then as soon as that time is up, you just go in there. You've already filled out the form 4473, and you're good to go. The fee from Clark's is $50, and the state of Washington has added an $18 tax to the purchase of any firearm. So that would be $68. So we're opening it to anyone who wants to rent a table. It's $25 for 2 days for one table, and you can display what you can sell: ammunition, you can sell magazines for firearms that are 10 rounds or less, knives, flashlights, whatever survival stuff you would like to sell. They can buy ammunition, they can buy gun parts. The legal thing about a firearm is the portion that has the serial number stamped, which is generally on a rifle, is generally on the receiver, that's considered the rifle. So if you had, for example, the AR-15 comes in two pieces, if you have the upper, that you could legally sell that without any background check or anything else. The part with the stamp, with the part with the serial number, is the receiver, and that has to go through a federal firearms dealer. And there are lots of people that have gun parts and stuff laying around that they might be wanting to get rid of, or too many hatchets or 10 axes and they need only 5 axes or whatever. I've had people come up and say, where can I get a machine gun? Well, first of all, you can't, and you don't need one. We're trying to figure out how it works.
Okay. We're going to call it a gun show because, yeah, the guns are back. Okay? Going to be a big prepper element at this year's show. But they will be able to accommodate sales. Clark's All Sports helping them out there. And a lot of effort work going into it this year from the Fort Colville Gun Club.
Colville Tire and Auto Repair wants everyone to know that they're now offering full service for trailers, including brake adjustments for both hydraulic and electric brakes, wheel bearing repacking, and of course, a full selection of tires and wheels. Stop in and check out the selection and prices at Colville Tire and Auto Repair, where your safety matters. Just stop in, Colville Tire and Auto Repair, located by the Northside Roundabout, or give them a call at 684-4551 for Colville Tire and Auto Repair.
Okay, it gets underway today. It is the Gem and Mineral Show. Panorama Gem and Mineral Club putting on the show down at the Ag Trade Center.
This is our annual Gem and Mineral Show, and it's going to be on March 8th and 9th at Colville Ag and Trade Center. It'll be Friday at 9 to 6 and Saturday at 9 to 5. Our members put out these display cases, and they display all kinds of interesting rocks, information about rocks. We have gold panning. We have door prize every hour. So when you come in and you get your ticket and you hold on to it and see if your number is called, we have in one of our rooms a black light tunnel where you can go in and see what the rocks look like under the black light, and it's amazing. When the children come in, they're given a treasure hunt map. And they go and they fill out their treasure, little treasure booklet, and then they take it to the booth towards the back and they get a free prize. We've kept it free so our families in Colville and all this area around here can bring their children and have a good time without having to mortgage their home, you know. It's going to be March 8th and 9th at the fairgrounds, Colville Ag and Trade Center, and it's going to be on the 8th, 9 to 6, and then Saturday, 9 to 5.
Okay, that is one of the events going on today. Also starting tonight, the Colville High School Drama Club presents Alice in Wonderland. And I'll tell you what, from what I have heard already about it, there are some really neat costumes, lots of colorful things. Something you might enjoy.
Colville High School Drama Club is a club that meets after school, and we put on two productions a year. And this spring, we are putting on The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. It's a shortened version of Alice in Wonderland by Tammy Barton and Gayanne Truelove. It's very appropriate for kids of all ages. In fact, Hofstetter brings their entire student body over to watch it. So we get the Mad Hatter Tea Party. We get Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We have Humpty Dumpty in it. So we have the main Colville High School Drama Club is a club that meets after school, and we put on two productions a year. And this spring, we are putting on The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland.
All right, that's getting underway. Not sure if the Mad Hatter came through and stopped a mid-sentence, or Tweedledee and Tweedledum. That's going on up at the high school auditorium.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
What a bummer last night. I was listening right at the beginning of the WSU Husky basketball game, and it just didn't feel right. It felt like the Cougars just weren't going to do it. They didn't. Washington Huskies knocked off 18th-ranked Washington State 74-68 last night. Final Pac-12 conference matchup between the cross-state rivals. Washington State, failed to get stops at critical moments. Also, kind of like their loss to Arizona State, the Cougars only shot 4 of 24 from three-point range. Cougars had come in hoping for their first conference title since 1941. But with their loss, that wasn't going to happen. And then it ended up Arizona had a victory over UCLA, Arizona clinching the regular season crown outright. It was the Huskies' first road win over a ranked opponent since they beat Kansas back in 2017. Tough loss for the Cougars. Hopefully they can shake things off because it's 1 week from last night that the Cougars are going to be playing down in Las Vegas. I think I've got arrangements made to be there. You never know anymore. Cougars down in Las Vegas this next Thursday. We don't have an opponent. We don't have a time yet. I'm expecting that very soon. Maybe if they can get on a roll, Cougars can pull it out in the Pac-12 tourney. But man, it really hurts losing your last regular season game when it comes to getting in that NC2A tournament and the seeding in that tournament. A look at today's local weather forecast. It's brought to you by the new Grease Monkey. They're right down there, 680 South Main. They're open. They're ready to service your quick lube and oil change needs. Now, the nice thing about Grease Monkey, no appointment necessary. You just pull up in the driveway, pull up to the door, and they'll come out and greet you. They'll get you in. They'll get you out. Probably going to take 20 minutes or less. Go in, have a cup of coffee in the lobby, and they'll have your rig ready. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 6. Do you want to call them? Get information about it. 509-685-7406. Partly sunny, partly cloudy, 43 for an afternoon high today, 25 the overnight low. We're still expecting showers and rain Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Hopefully by Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be back to partly sunny skies. Relatively warm temperatures, mid-40s for highs, overnight lows right near 30. Grease Monkey. You know, when they change your oil and that, they also wash your exterior windows. They vacuum the interior floor. They check all the fluid levels, grease any drivetrain spots. They check your light bulbs, air filters, windshield wipers, and more. Stop by and see them. Get that quick lube done. Right there at 680 South Main. No wind this morning. The barometer way up at 30.45. We're right at the 30-degree mark. Still just a little below freezing, but we are at 30 degrees. 29 minutes past 7. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, mark up your ballot for the presidential primary. Drop it off. Got a drop box up at the courthouse down in Chihuahua. They get them around, or just mail it. Save the state a little money. Drop it off. But, whether this election counts or not, let's make your vote count. Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK.